This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
No, these teeth are not false. They are real.
The Wake Up Call.
Kevin, Katie, and Rain.
Have you guys used DoorDash or Uber Eats?
I'm more of a Postmates.
Postmates, yeah. Well, a new study has come out saying that 1 in 4 drivers have eaten your food before they have delivered it to you.
What?
Yeah.
1 in 4?
What, like took a bite of a sandwich?
So 21% of delivery customers are a little worried that the driver may have nibbled on their order while en route to their house. Well, they have a good reason to believe that because a new study said that 28% of drivers say they were unable to resist taking a bite.
But wouldn't people be able to see that a bite was taken out?
It depends what it is.
Right.
If they're scooping French fries, no, you'd never know.
Yeah. Oh.
That they stuck their disgusting fingers in my fry.
Or wait, what if it was a pizza and they just took a couple
some
of the toppings off the top?
I mean, I can see maybe skimming some fries off the top.
What do you mean?
But like,
what do you mean you can see it?
I can see how it could happen.
But well, that's not their food. That's your food.
No, I understand.
You're
that.
Even tipping.
But you're justifying it?
No. I'm not justifying it.
What are you saying
here? I'm saying that I know it's wrong, but if I'm being honest, I would probably be the 1 in 4.
You need to get your friend.
Okay, I know it's wrong, but here's the thing. I would never like take toppings off of a pizza.
Why?
I'm talking,
what's the difference?
It feels so premeditated. You have to physically open the box.
That is all premeditated.
Yeah, but I mean, like fries, you're like, oh, well, it's right there. I feel like if they could do it without touching their hands on anything else I was going to eat, I'd be like, oh, well. Price of doing business.
Okay, there's no way to do that.
Oh.
And B, it's your food.
Gavin, I understand that.
But you're okay with them eating your food.
I mean, it wouldn't keep me up at night.
Listen to this. Somebody texted in. Red Robin actually gives their delivery drivers a side of fries.
Oh, that's nice.
And there are several restaurants that now put their food in a bag that is sealed so you know whether it was opened or not. Okay, that's two different things. One, Red Robin, I guess if you're going to do that, then that's cool that you're doing something like that. However, it feels kind of like you're feeding stray cats.
Listen, if you've been a driver or if you know a story, 766-1065, and let us know how accurate this is. Is it Audra?
Yes.
Do you drive for DoorDash?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Have you ever maybe taken a bite of anybody's food?
No, never. I don't believe in that.
Do you know anybody that is a driver that has? Not just maybe for DoorDash specifically, but a food delivery service, I suppose.
I have heard from the restaurants that some people do that.
Now, how would the restaurants know?
The customer actually calls them.
Wow.
Oh, and says like,
wow.
You know what? That actually sounds super familiar. There was one time where we ordered a bunch of stuff, and I remember calling because I was like, why did my kids get only 2 chicken tenders with their dinner? Isn't it at least 3 or 4? And
yeah.
And I had that thought, and it's like, now I'll bet somebody scooped one of the chicken tenders from a baby. From a baby, Katie.
Stephanie, good morning.
Hi.
Are you a driver for food delivery?
I was a driver with DoorDash and Postmates for about 2.5 years. I never personally touched anybody's food. I didn't want that, you know, on my conscience. It's disgusting. But a girl, it's gross. But a girl that I used to go do deliveries with, like when I don't have my kids, if the person did not tip her more than $5, she would lick their food before.
Oh,
like,
my
delivery.
God.
Oh, my God. Wait, you tip before?
Yeah, you tip in the app.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I always tip after.
That is so messed up.
It was to the point, like, I stopped going with her, and I actually called the DoorDash. She was strictly with DoorDash, and I called them, and I was like, listen, this lady is licking people's food that
good for you
beforehand, and she was so mad. Like, I'm not friends with her anymore because of it. And it was gross, but yeah, if they didn't tip her more than $5, she would lick their food.
Wow, man.
I'll tell you what, the all restaurants need to get on this seal of to-go food bags. And I'll tell you, if you don't, I'm not getting on board with it.
I would not lick someone's food.
No, but you would eat it. Listen, you've got your supporters texting in.
Well, they're just saying that they appreciate me being honest, and nobody believes that you wouldn't do it, Gavin.
I would not eat somebody else's food without them knowing.
I disagree. Rain is the only good person on this show.
Thanks, finally!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.